Are we live? Yes, we are. Definitely.
Iga Raven, Heir of the First Unicorn, Issue 4 is now on Kickstarter. Iga Raven, a half-unicorn, half-human princess, finds herself the unwitting pawn of a headstrong noblewoman trying to avoid an arranged marriage. But she finds a silver lining as she competes to become a knight. But her travels reveal many hardships and a growing obsession. Please check out all of the different levels, and this is also your last chance to collect my popular variant covers. So head on over to Kickstarter to make your pledge today.
What's up, George? What's going on up in the House of Craze tonight?
In the House of Craze tonight, we have Mr. R. Robert Garcia and his book, Retribution, which is coming to Kickstarter on April 26th. We're going to be talking to him live coming up next.
Let's get it.
We are the only show for independents all around, giving you a platform to spread your word all over town. Cast the Craze is the place to promote to your fans with the dream of Medina and Sam the Crazy Man. Subscribe to our show and never miss an episode. It's time to get your match. Listen to us on the go. Updated every week. Never miss a day. Join the squad. Come on in. It's time to catch the craze. If you are an independent, catch the craze. Making moves on your own. Catch the craze. On your grind in the streets. Catch the craze. Join the movement. Catch the craze.
Yeah, George, we did it again. Come on now. You know you want to do it. Catch the craze.
Welcome to Catch the Craze Podcast. I'm your host with the most, Sam the Crazy Man, Vera, and I am with
George the Dreamer Medina. What's happening, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of Catch the Craze. It is Tuesday, April 12th at 8 p.m. here in the East Coast. Welcome. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Tonight, we have a very, very good show planned for you guys tonight. We have a repeat customer, repeat offender on the show, Mr. R. Robert Garcia. Can't wait to talk to him about his book, Retribution. We had him on the show back in October of last year. But, you know, it's what we do. We talk to independents. We just had a live show. If you guys just missed it, this kid left us like, what? We had an independent artist talking about his book, his, you know, his campaign and all that other stuff. If you guys are into independent artists, whether it be music, comics, whatever it is, join us. Subscribe to the channel. Hit like. Comment below. Set the reminder so that you know when we're going live, which is normally on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, usually at 8 p.m. But yeah, no, that's what we're doing. What are you doing? And Sam, what are you doing, dog? How you been?
What am I doing? In the moment, today was a busy day. Today I was working on another promo piece for Duty. I've also just set my postcards to get printed, sent my marketing pack to get printed. Yesterday I shipped out the rest of the Kickstarter campaigns to all of the backers. So all the backers are done. Tomorrow the last one goes out for Raise Comics and Collectibles. That goes out tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. And I'm getting ready for the licensing expo. So that's the most exciting thing that's going down right now. It's keeping me preoccupied, you know, doing all of the things that I got to get done. So I've been putting a lot of hours from script writing, you know, screenplay writing to marketing packs to pitch decks and to I'm working on an inflatable Duty for the expo, so that's gonna be dope. So I'm going crazy right now getting ready for that show, which is just a few weeks away. So, and then the printers take forever, so I'm trying to get everything to the printers now so I can have it on time.
We had a show last year, towards the end of last year, actually, the show that Mark Brunell was from, Lesser Known Comics, where we were talking about the paper shortage and what would happen about the paper shortage. And I'm wondering if some of these delays are just from that,
Because you know it's across the board. The laser across the board. I mean, from postcards, I use a different printer for postcards.
That's what I mean. So it could be just the whole paper, the whole paper situation.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But and as a reminder, also promoting the fact that if you haven't done so already, please sign up for the launch of Disneyland in My Toilet issue number 2. The landing page is in the summary. Hit that link. This is going to be even funnier than the first, and we want to break our backer goal. We had a milestone campaign with issue 1, and then I'm hoping to repeat that or better with issue 2. So if you haven't done so already, please sign up.
Hell yeah. Get to that triple digit backer count. Big time. And before we continue with the announcements and everything else, for those who are in the chat, we are going to be talking to our Robert Garcia in a few minutes. But he's also giving some stuff away on the show today for everybody who participates in the chat. Yeah. My spinner is back tonight, and we're going to be putting your name in this bad boy. So say hello. Let us know you're here because you're able
to get my little one
of these bad boys. Courtesy of Mr. Garcia. So definitely want to do that. And before we go any further, if you're in the chat, say hello. Let us know you're here so we can do that. And if you haven't done so yet, please go to The Adventures of Wonder Duck on Kickstarter. And sign up to the pre-launch page because the campaign goes live on May 4th. Now, a lot of you have already signed up, and I thank you very much for doing so. A lot of you have already contacted me and said, hey, George, I'm signed up. So for those who have told me they've signed up, I have sent them a PDF of this bad boy, which they've gotten in their email as a thank you for signing up. Now, when the campaign goes live at 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday, the 4th, all right, if you do decide to pledge, then I will send you a physical version of this print. That's only for those who signed up to the pre-launch page. So make sure you signed up so that you are eligible for this bad boy to come to you. And that's just a thank you. So thank you everyone who has already signed up to The Adventures of Wonder Duck. And I am looking forward to sending you that stuff. So yes, that is what I got coming up. Remember, we're going to go live on Wednesday the 4th at 8 p.m. The show's going to be live just like this at 8 p.m. And at 8:30, I'm going to be pressing that button. So join us.
Yes. So I just want to show the shirt.
Nice.
That's the shirt that one of the backers raised. Right? Yeah, Rakes Comics and Collectibles in LA, cool. In Cali. That's going in the package tomorrow. They got a big box because they got all of the crazies issues. They got the forbidden issue. They got all of the stickers. They got all the covers plus double covers. They got tons of stuff is in that damn box. So I had to get a big box for theirs because it didn't fit in the regular Gemini boxes, the mailers. It didn't fit in that. So I had to get a big box, and I got to send it priority mail.
Big shout out to Race Comics. Where are they? Where are Race Comics?
California.
Yeah. You know what part of Cali? No?
Negative. I'll have to look at the address, but they're in Cali. Big shout out to Liz Scott and Race Comics and Collectibles. You can watch them. They go live and they have an eBay channel where they go live and they do auctions from their store as well. So they have a brick and mortar location, which they reopened a few months ago. And they do a lot of, they actually hit me up on Instagram and said, hey, we really like your stuff and we want to back it. Are you going to have any retailer bundles? And I said, yeah. And, but they weren't the only retailer that actually did. There was another, a collectible, I think they were in Wisconsin. I forgot what it was that actually, got the tier as well. So that was pretty dope.
Yeah, that's cool. And for those who have already received some of the stuff from Disneyland in My Toilet, if you guys have the book, make sure that you let Sam know that you got it. Read through it. Let him know what you think. You know, feedback is always welcome. We need some of that feedback to improve the quality of the work as it moves forward, or just to make us feel nice about the fact that you loved it. So please make sure that you do hit up Sammy. Let him know. Take a photo. Post it on Instagram. You know,
Sammy, hi, Jimmy.
Twitter, whatever you've got, whatever you've got, do your thing.
Yes. And I forgot to put this up, but if you're wondering, I'll be at booth D104. If you're in Vegas, hit me up, stop by the booth. You know, I will be hustling. So, but hey, if we know each other, probably get some drinks afterwards. But yes,
Sam's going to be in business mode. He's not saying anything to anybody. All right. So don't take it personal. I got to do what I got to do. So
yes. But I'm actually cutting the hair, shaving, you know, got to get cleaning up, bro. I'm not going to look like a caveman anymore.
Different person out there.
Yeah, this beard grows so damn fast. It's like, yo, I thought when you age, it's supposed to slow down. That just goes faster and faster. Yo, you should see the length of my hair. The length of this hair is down to my belly button. It's crazy. Cousin, bro.
I'm glad you used that body part, bro. I'm glad you said belly part. I was like, please don't say that other joint. Don't say.
So one of the things I'm going to donate the hair. So, you know, when I go get the cut, because I'm going to get it short. I'm going to donate the hair.
All right. Yeah. That's what's up. There you go.
That's what's up.
Somebody in need.
Exactly. They want the locks. I'm going to give you the locks. The it's like Rapunzel let down your hair. But, shit. Yeah. So, don't forget Thursday morning. Join us Thursday morning for the morning brew with the crazy crew. We will announce the topic tomorrow. But it's at 9 a.m. And if, you know, we love to have a lively chat with you all. So please participate. And tomorrow we also have, Jake Adams from Tail End Comics will be on the show tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live. And then Friday we'll have Johnny C on the show. And he'll be talking about his comic books. He's also the other half of the podcast. What's the podcast name?
The Indie Comics
Relay. Indie Comics Relay. Yes.
Yeah. Indie Comics Relay. Sorry.
Yeah. So Johnny C will be on this Friday, and then next week we have Keith Gleason. So that's going to be who's the other half of Indie Comics Relay, and Keith Gleason is Mighty Mascots. So we have an active lineup, but with that said, we're gonna cut to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're gonna bring in our guest Robert Garcia. So you know what, we're going to play Wonder Duck. Have you signed up to Wonder Duck yet?
Discharged into space, changing the life of one hapless duck and transforming him into a hero called Wonder Duck.
Welcome back.
There he is, Mr. R. Robert Garcia. What's going on, man? How are you?
At least you weren't
just checking my Twitter feed. All like 20 followers I got.
Yeah. Oh, man. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show, R. Glad to have you back. For those who don't know, Mr. R. Robert Garcia was on the show back in October of last year. He was episode number 236. The episode is actually in the show notes, so if you want to check it out. We spoke a little bit about Retribution number one, a little bit about, you know, just your background, and we got to know you a little bit. But just give us a brief, for those who haven't seen the episode, give us a brief, you know, just introduction into who our Robert Garcia is.
Well, so I've spent a lot of time in the media, radio and TV, all together in radio, almost 30 years in TV, putting in about a good 10 plus years in that field as well. And I've written a lot of sports stories, written a lot of copy, you know, producing for TV shows and you know, local TV, not like TV shows, Hollywood. And I just have gone through this metamorphosis in the last 10 years where, and I love comics just like everybody else growing up. And I think all the way up to about 21, I must have had like over 2,000 comics, and then got in a situation where I was going to get married and have my first kid. And then I was just like, you know what? I got to leave this behind me. biggest regret, because you wouldn't believe the primo comics I had that are now worth a lot of money. I kept some, but man, I see what these things are going, especially ones that get to the CGC or whatever it is. And man, it just, you know, tears come down the face. But basically, I have fallen back in love with this industry over the last 10, 11 years now. And I had been writing a story for about 10 years, and it's a deep story. It's a tough story. It deals with trauma and all aspects of trauma, personal, physical, and so on. And then I decided, why not make this into a comic? Why not, you know, go into that world that I love, because I'm also a huge comic book art fan. And that's what got me to that point. But basically, you know, I've spent a lot of time in media, you know, in front of the camera and back of the camera and so on. And this is just something, a project that, you know, I decided to do, and I've been amazed by the response. I've been amazed by just, you know, like how great the Instagram, you know, artist world is, as far as people connecting with people, and this, you know, just a whole indie comic scene. It's not what I thought it was going in, and it's just been a phenomenal run. And then, and I watched you guys last time I went on. I'm like, man, I like the intro. It's like you guys upgraded. It's like now it's amateur hour with me on the show.
No way.
Like, man, you guys keep growing. A year from now, you're like, nah, Rob, you're not big enough, man.
You can't do that. You know what it is? You know, people show us love, we show love right back. And that's just what it is, yep. Rob. And you've been nothing but supportive. So we thank you very much for everything you do.
We're an independent creators show. By heart. Yeah. So we've had mainstream independents, and we've had some actors on the show, our primary guest is the independent creator.
Yeah. And you know what?
Yeah, and I'll say this. Sorry about that. No, I was just going to say, if for somebody, okay, first off, hit the subscribe button. I learned that on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. But no, you guys put on so many good shows. And I think for anybody who's an independent, who's trying to develop, who's trying to figure out how I can move forward, I mean, your guys' show is so informational. I mean, it's just a plethora of information. And I think if people really want to get a good idea of what to do and how to try to plow forward through this, you know, this world of indie comics, where sometimes it seems like there's a trillion out there. I mean, your guys' show is fantastic. I mean, I think you guys do so much great work, and just thank you guys for that.
Thank you. But, you know, my biggest fear is that, you know, one day Mr. R. Robert Garcia will get too big and won't come on our show. He's like, yo, Rob, you want to come on the show? Nah,
No.
I don't forget the people who are there, you know, who are there with you at the beginning. I mean, that's a big thing, you know, and it's just like just the support. It is.
Yeah.
It's been crazy. You know, did my first Comic-Con down in New Braunfels, Texas, just a couple of weeks ago or a month ago. And you know, first off, it was the first event that I've been to post-COVID where you just had a ton of people. It was a little overwhelming. I'll be honest with you. So, you know, my past experiences, I've been out and about, I've done so many events and been around a ton of people. I'm not gonna lie, for the last 2 years, I didn't get these man boobs, you know, being outside working out. It's like I've been home doing nothing but eating and working on this comic. Man. So you get out there, and it's just like it was almost overwhelming. All these people and the reception. I cannot thank the backers enough. Not just of the Kickstarter, but the people that we've meet. I've got a signing coming up in 2 weekends at a local comic book store that's going to carry my comic, and that is mind blowing alone as it is. It's just like insane to think about it. It's been awesome. I mean, I think the coolest thing is when you can really connect with the audience. They buy the comic on Saturday and come back Sunday, and they bring two other friends and they want a copy. You're like, oh, that's awesome. It just blows your mind.
That's awesome. You know, and I wanted to ask you, because you know, obviously I have my copy of Retribution. Beautiful, beautiful book. I'll just open up to a couple of pages. I mean, look at that page right there, dude.
Nice. Like,
it's just incredible, just beautifully done artwork. And so the reception of the book, was it what you expected? Were you a little leery of like, oh man, are people going to get what I'm trying to do here? Like, what has the reception to the first issue? I mean, you're a first time creator. What was it like?
It's been surprising. I'll say that. And I think that when I came on with you guys, I was stuttering and mumbling because this is such a personal project, but it is a really dark project. And you know, that. I mean, the comic's got the mature label on it right there, because it does deal with very dark issues that we deal with in life, personally, and so on. There is violence in there. No sexuality. I mean, no nudity, but it's still a very dark comic. And I was worried, you know, because you think, am I writing something too depressing? Am I writing something too dark? And are people going to jump into that? And that was just one of the things that concerned me. And so far, I've gotten really, really good reviews. I've got reviews where people actually got exactly where I'm going. Yeah. And that's just freaky, because when people can actually, like, you know, get into your mind and see the direction. And I'll tell you this, it's even inspired me, because at first I thought this was going to be a 6-series run. I'm up to 8 now, and I don't know how long I'm going to take this, because there's so much more. Yeah, it's super interesting, because, you know, I've got like the first, you know, 5-6 issues, all of them partially written, but there's so many other stories that have popped into my head, so much that I want to put in there. And as we talked about last time, I almost look at this as also as something that hopefully can be healing, or something that people can attach themselves to who've gone through these type of experiences. And it's been awesome. I was really worried that it was too dark, but I have yet to have anybody say, man, this is too much for me.
Dude, so I read the book, and I remember reading the book, and there's a scene in the book, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but there's a scene in the book that made me angry, dude. Like, I was like, wait, what? And I know you, and I know that Retribution, I know R in the story isn't necessarily, you in the last episode, you say he's not a villain, he's not a hero. But in that particular scene that I'm talking about, he was the hero that I needed to see on that page for me to be like, okay, it's going to be all right. You know what I mean? Like, but it's those kind of things. And like I said, I don't want to spoil what the scene is, but it's those kind of things that really grab you when you're watching this. And then that the writing, number one, but the artwork also complements what you guys are doing. It just goes back. And the fact that it's black and white, you know, we talked about Frank Miller last time, and you know what you were doing with that. It totally, totally works. It totally works. Yeah. What I also wanted to ask you was, now this is going to be your second Kickstarter, right? Because this was the first Kickstarter was back in October. So tell us a little bit about the differences between your first one, right? Your first Kickstarter, what you did there, and then what are you doing maybe differently this time, or maybe you're incorporating from the first one that worked. What are some of the things that you're doing between these two?
Well, so, you know, you talked about artists, and that, you know, knock on wood, because I hope to keep these people forever because they're phenomenal. But, you know, my main artist, Julia Gulazzi, who is from Italy. I mean, she's just incredible. She works for Charter Publishing, which is like, you know, a small publishing company out of Canada. I think they do Captain Canuck. But she, when we first started working, I was just trying to find somebody who could really grasp what I was trying to get visually. And she has just taken hold of it and just done such a phenomenal job. And the second issue is going to give you a little bit more backstory on the, you know, on the main protagonist, and then also, you know, his love, his connection, and so on. So you get a little bit more of a backstory on him, and get to learn a little bit about him more. But with this one, it's kind of funny. I wanted to do something different, because I've always wanted to work with a bunch of different artists, because I am a comic book artist freak. I mean, I've got it up on the walls. I buy variant covers all the time, because I just want the variant cover. It's like I'll buy 5 issues of one comic just because I want all those different covers. And so Kevin Keene is someone who did one of the variant covers for me the first go round. Great guy out of Ireland. And it's funny, because Kevin Keene, like, he's starting to blow up on me. So Kevin Keene currently is working with Todd McFarlane. He's doing Gunslinger Spawn, and he's doing King Spawn. He's doing covers for him. The first issue of Gunslinger Spawn, they broke up the issue where they had 3 different artists doing the issue, and he did like the last third, but he's also done some covers and all that. And he draws a really dark, gritty style. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I want to tie this in. So this book, it starts off with Julia's artwork in the beginning, and then you have a turn when the story turns, and then it's Kevin Keene picking it up the rest. And it's just, yeah, it's insane. And then I've got, you know, I've my inside cover, I've got different artists. You know, Rodney Ford is doing more artwork for us again, a talented artist out of Atlanta, Georgia. Zip Alegria is another guy who's on Instagram and just does some, I love funky art, you know, like this cool abstract looking, almost, you know, manga or anime type art. You know, he's in there and he's doing some work for us as well. And then we did the variant covers. You popped up the one that I love. So my big thing is I want to, with these comics, also pay tribute to the people like who like made impacts in my life, you know, visually. First comic we had, Julia did a playoff of Thor 337. Walt Simonson's, you know, incredible run, and where you've got Beta Ray Bill smashing through Thor. So she did a playoff of that cover with Artie swinging an arm instead of a hammer. And then this time around, I've always, like, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little older, so Iron Maiden fan when I was young, and I've always loved that Iron Maiden cover. And this issue really deals a lot, like the covers that were drawn this time around, just really deal with that. And Scott Oakley, another artist that I deal with who's out of England, he did it for me, and it's just a killer cover, and I love it. We only did three variants this time, but they're all awesome. Catherine Lobo, who is down, I think, in Costa Rica, she does great work. She works for, you know, so she does covers for some big people. And then also Kevin King did another one for us that is just, it's insane. And I would tell you, the money is worth it just alone for the art. Forget the story. The art is insane. And no, I'm not making money. I'm grown broke here, but I don't care. Like, I just want this to look phenomenal.
Oh, man. So you have the second Kickstarter coming out April 26th.
April 26th,
In a couple of weeks. 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks. What are some of the things that people can expect from that campaign? Some of the, maybe something that you can tell us that we're going to be getting on that campaign.
It's going to be a little similar to the first one. I mean, obviously, I've got my variant covers tied in, but this time around, we're also going to do some commissions. So Julia's agreed to do five, you know, commissions. We've got a limit of five open spots. If somebody wants to jump in there, have her do a commission of either R or R and Chi. Those are the two main characters, you know, together by themselves. She'll draw that for you, and we'll get that out to them. We're also doing a little advertising now, which is actually really cool because, as I mentioned, I'm going to be on the bookshelves of a local comic book store here in Austin that I love. You know, Dragon's Lair is always taking care of me, and they're going to put an ad in there. And then I've got I'm just doing a lot of artwork. It's funny because we did stickers the first time around. I think we'll probably do some more this time. But, you know, I'm trying to come up with different type of what do we always call them? The stretch goals. But my thing is I don't try to overcharge. I try to keep my prices, you know, low, because I just want to get a great product out, a good quality comic, beautiful artwork, and I just really want to have this story out there. And it's you know, this time around it's about, you know, 2 pages longer. I think it's 30 pages with a couple pages in there for you know, to honor some other people. But I'm hoping that this story really starts to get that depth and really starts to grab people so they keep, you know, going forward with this journey with me.
Yeah. You mentioned that originally you had it slated for 6 issues, and you've extended it to 8. Are you anywhere near the end at 8? Have you written any of those issues, or are you still working? What's the evolution of the comic looking like at this point?
It's weird because, I mean, and you guys know about this, and I'm still learning this process. So what I'm kind of doing now is, like, I'll have an idea, and I'll be like, okay, this would fit perfect in this issue. This would fit perfect in that issue. And so anytime I have an idea, I'll just go to that issue and I just start writing stuff in there. So every one of these issues all has something in there that I know I want to have be in there. Cause I'll write like 10 pages of one, I'll write 6 pages of another, and kind of just, like, you know, integrate all these different storylines, because that's the thing. It's all about, we talked about, is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? Is he an anti-hero? At this point, I don't even know. I don't know how I'm going to end this. I've always looked at stories as to where I want to let them develop and breathe naturally. And then at the end, if it's you know, goes downhill and that's just the end of it, well, that's the end of it. I don't think, I'm not one who's tied into everything always having to have a happy ending. I think, to me, trying to be as realistic to the story as possible is what I'm really, like, thriving for on this run.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. And you know what? As an indie, that's what we have. We have that freedom to say, it ends when it ends. I mean, you know, or it keeps going. You know, sometimes, unfortunately, the funds end and the story has to end. You know what I mean? Like, hey, man, sometimes that.
So you start hitting up family.
Sometimes that happens too. You know what I mean? But on a more serious note here, Rob, you've done great things with the book as far as, you know, obviously the story. The artwork, but also what you're doing for those who have maybe are going through some mental health issues. And you've donated to the suicide prevention hotline when you did the first campaign. Is that something that you're bringing in to this one?
I am, but I'm not going to. So I had torn emotions about publicizing it in the first one. Mm-hmm. I did it, and then I kind of got a sour feeling. And we donated, it was nice. We donated $310 because we did 10% of the whole, you know, the whole Kickstarter. We raised like 32 something, but you know how it goes. A couple of people bowed out. So it was just like right around 3,000, a little bit over 3,000, like 200 that we raised. So we sent a check, and now it's just more of a personal thing. So yeah, anytime that I can, you know, do something off of this, my goal is just a 10%, you know, give away 10%, give away 10%, give it to, you know, we talked about suicide hotline, but also all the veterans out there, you know, I hope the number hasn't gone up, but the number used to always be 22 veterans a day commit suicide. And we see the traumas of what's going on just with the war right now over in the Ukraine. And you think about, you know, just what people have to go through, what they have to be exposed to and what they see. And that's a lot of what this issue is going to be, you know, this comic series also being, you know, going into. It's the first issue. I know what part you're talking about, because that part did grab a lot of people. I mean, that was one thing that they were like, whoa, when they hit those pages, and I just tell them, yeah, you're going to get a lot more woes moving forward, because it's just about the growth of who this person is. And now that they've been given the second chance, you know, do they grow to be something better than what they've been? Or is it just, you know, sadly, just a repeated failure? And I think that's something we're going with. But the big thing is, I just want to, I've always cared about, you know, people, because, you know, sadly, you have personal experiences, you lose people that you know, or you've been in that position, and you just want to support those people as much as possible, because it's especially now, I mean, with COVID and all the things that are going on right now, suicides are going up. It's just like, and they need all the support, all the love, all the finances that we can give them.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. Great point.
I'm just going to spotlight your...
Man, is that hard to do. Like, you guys, like, I see what you guys have, and I'm so jealous. That took me months to put together. And I was... and even then, it is just... I mean, that website, it's like, we've got it up. It's got all the covers.
Oh, it's beautiful.
The first round. Yeah, and I'm just like, I just, you know, I haven't... That's another thing. I haven't really... pushed it yet. I wanted to push it once I launched the second Kickstarter. Hopefully, knock on wood, it goes through and we're able to hit our goals. You know, that's something that I want to do. I'll say this: even I love Kickstarter. I love all these crowdfunding and what they can do for all of us independent, you know, artists and writers and so on. But this is something that, you know, if I can find other avenues and I can find a way to keep the story going, the goal is to never stop doing the story. It's to complete the story and then at that point see where I can take it to. Who I can take it to. I mean, I'm crazy. I have dreams of, like, I'd love to do an animated series. I mean, that would
be awesome. Dude. Yeah. Yeah. No, you're not crazy, man. That's exactly what you should do with this thing, bro. You definitely should. You know, it's funny. Last time you were on, you said that you were so wrapped up in your story, you forgot you had to do all these other things, the website. But here it is. This is the website, cheesycomicsshops.com. And here it is. So what can people get on your website?
So on the website, you can get the original cover. You can get a cover that was done by Kaija Lawley, who is out of England. She did the one with Chi on the front, where she's got her hands on the TV set. You've got the cover by Scott Oakley there of R looking over the city. And then the black and white one, that's Kevin Keane. That's the artist who works with Todd McFarlane and is out of Ireland. I've also got the stickers on there. And then I have some individual art that was done by Rodney Ford on there. I've got some other art by Zip Alegria, and I've got other things that people can go into. And, you know, once that actually starts generating some revenue, and then you know, hopefully we hope to do more. I mean, it's just it's, you know, that's the tough part when I see all these Kickstarters out there where everybody's got all these, you know, stickers and pins and this and that, and I want to do those things, but I also just want to get a comic out, you know. And it's so hard for all of us. I just want to get the story out there. I want to have it out there, and then hopefully have people judge it, and hopefully people can identify with it. And that's just, you know, the biggest thing that I'm hoping is that people truly can identify with it and enjoy reading it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the whoever's doing your color tones, fantastic. The lighting, the angles, the emotion that's captured in the books. I mean, I think it's beautifully packaged. You know what I'm saying? So I know you give us a lot of kudos, but, you know, kudos to you with your production value and your commitment to quality, because it shows.
I've always been a super visual person, and I love grayscale. Sin City is one of my favorite movies. I just love grit is just like my favorite word. I just love the grittiness. And with this story, with the theme of this story, I thought that type of, you know, grayscale, almost black and white comic would work really well with it. And so far, so good.
Yeah. It does. It works beautifully.
And it's beautiful.
What are you anticipating launching your campaign?
26. So this campaign is going to launch on the 26th. So in 2 weeks here in April. As I mentioned, I've got a signing going on. I've got a couple more Comic Cons. I'm doing Comic Palooza with a good friend that you guys know, Dan Price from Bigfoot Knows Karate, who has the coolest design character of all time. I hate Dan. I was so jealous of him, man. He's talking about a guy who's talented. So we're going to be out in Houston for the Houston Comic Palooza. That's coming up the weekend of July, I think 15th and 17th. And then I'm going to get closer up to you, Jorge. I'm even going up to Charlotte for the Quin City Con. I'll be up there in Charlotte, and that's all the way up in October. I think the weekend of October 21st or something. I'm going out there, and then may try to hit up another one, because I'm hoping that if this is successful, the third issue we'll do again around October and try to get that out, you know, towards the end of the year. And then next year, I'm hoping that I can get three out in 1 year. I did one in last year. I'm due two this year, and I'm hoping I can get three out next year.
That's good, man. That's the goal. That's the goal. And will Julia be working with you? Is that going to be your artist now? She's going to be working with you throughout the project?
Yeah, we're married. So it's like she's not going anywhere unless somebody throws insane money. Because I'll tell you, that's the greatest thing, is that I met these people through Instagram. Okay, right. I mean, that's what's so cool. And I think that's what a lot of indie creators really need to use as a tool, is network on Instagram, become part of that community. Because I mean, that's how I contacted you all. There's so many good people out there. And, you know, Kevin, I used to always compliment, oh man, I love this. I love that. He would do Spawn a lot. He would do this. And I'd be like, man, it's insane. And just talking to him over the months. And then I was like, hey, would you do a variant cover for me for my first issue? And then we started talking, and then he said, I told him about my idea about kind of splitting up the art on the second one. And we went there. I think the third one's going to be all Julia, because it's just there's a different feel for it. And I think she has a different art style that I think really works for that feel that's going to be in the third issue. But it's just, you know, it's like knocking on doors, and you're going to get a lot of no's, and you're going to get a lot of people who you work with who make frustrate the heck out of you. And then you just move on to just find people who really, you know, really want to deliver, really want to be productive, and really want to help, because you've got to find the right people, because, you know, we all got to hustle. We all got to go out there and you know, try to get our product out. And I've just been super fortunate, again, knock on wood, that I've had some incredible people come into my life, with Kevin, with Julia, with Scott Oakley, with, you know, with Dan, and with, you know, Rodney, and with, you know, with Zip, and just, I mean, Kath Lobo, I mean, she is phenomenal, and just, you know, just great, great people who've come on board.
Yeah. So, Rob, so for those who just joined us, and maybe just watching that, what is that? Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit who what Retribution is about.
Yeah, so Retribution, because it's funny, because the name, the title of the comic isn't the name of the, you know, main character or the protagonist. Retribution is almost a term that I think it envelops a lot of what the story's about. You know, personal retribution for somebody else who's been mistreated, who's been wronged, and so on. And so that's just kind of the theme of it. But this story, I mean, when you look at it, the main character is just simple. It's initial is R, and I don't know why I went that with that, but it is what it is. And so it starts off that it really is, the basis of the story is a love story, and it's between R and the love that he's lost. And then it's all of these new things that have popped up, and the decisions that he's made, and the second chances he's been given, and now the path that he's been put on by his love Chi, and the, as he keeps moving forward, you know, through it, then it's, you know, your conscience, and you start thinking, you start, you know, am I making the right decisions? Am I doing the right things? And you know, this is I'm doing some crazy stuff here. And then that's when all the questions start to, you know, to kick in. And that's when, and I don't want to say morality. I mean, this is just more of just, you know, trying to figure out yourself. It's like, are you comfortable with these choices that you have to make that you're kind of being pushed into? Are you comfortable being able to move forward through those? And so, I mean, the story is about them too. And then as it starts to deepen, it starts to take a lot of crazy turns, because then it's about, you know, finding out, you know, who you are. It has like a sci-fi element. There's a lot of, you know, later on, you're going to find out why he looks the way he looks. You know, those other aspects that'll all be, you know, brought out as this series goes on.
Yeah, no, because I remember when I hit you up about the book, I'm like, I have so many questions. And that was one of the questions. Why does he look the way he looks? So I'm glad you're going to address that moving forward in the book. But and I love the reception you said you've received. I love the fact that Dragon Slayer in Austin has, you know, has opened their doors to you and said, hey, come in. You're going to be there for those who are watching. You know, Rob's going to be there April 23rd from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. At Dragon's Lair. That's over on, what is that, 2438 West Anderson Lane in Austin, Texas. For those who are local to the area in Austin, Texas, there, Dragon's Lair. What has the reception been like outside of just, for example, Dragon's Lair? In the other comic book shops, have you gone out and kind of like, you know, done some of that guerrilla kind of marketing where you're walking into these stores? Have you done any of that stuff?
See, that's where I'm jealous of Dan. I you know, that's, if I'm going to say what my biggest weakness is like, yeah, I don't think I've marketed enough yet. I mean, I haven't really gone out there and banged on all those doors. You know, Dragon's Lair is kind of like a home to me. So that's where I'm starting off there first. And these Comic Cons have just, well, I mean, I've only did that one, but it was just such a big payout. And I was able, like, I was shocked at how many comics I was able to sell. So I'm hoping to keep that growing there. But yeah, I'm hoping to continue to have this branch out. I mean, heck, Dan's got his comics, I think, up in like Dallas, and it'd be awesome to, you know, get this nice up in Dallas. There's a Dragon's Lair down in San Antonio. Would like to do something like that and get it down there. Just have it grow. And I really want to do that with a second one, because now you've got two. So now it shows that, you know, it's not just one issue. Now you can keep it going. And that's the big thing, is it just, I just want to, it sounds so corny when I say this, but it's true, because it's not about the money, because I made absolutely nothing the first go around. Because, like, I wish I was talented enough to draw. I'm not an artist, you know? When I was young, I used to draw. I always joke the coolest thing I ever drew in my life was Spider-Man in the symbiote costume when he first had it. And I had it somewhere, I lost it, and I cry every day about it, because it was the one time, like, I actually got the body looked right, the arms were proportional, the legs are proportional, and the head was right. So, you know, I can't draw, so I got to find people who can. And my big thing is, I want to produce a high-quality comic. I want everybody who grabs this, when they pick it up, they can say, man, this is top-notch art, it's top-notch quality. This is something that, you know, you would be getting, and you can compare with other indie comics out there. So that's the big thing. And yeah, it, you know, that costs money, but this is just a dream. This is just something that I want to do. It's a story that I really, really want to tell, and I'm committed to it. And you know, I'm just going to keep pushing through. And you know, I'm trying to let it kind of grow organically, in a sense. I don't want to go, you know, shove it down a lot of, you know, people's throats. It's like, I wish I would do, you know, people are like, oh, you got to be doing interviews every night. And I'm like, well, you know, there's people who I'm comfortable with. I'm not going to lie. It's like, I'm not an introvert, but I'm just, you know, at this point in my life, I'm just kind of more laid back and chill. And it's just about, you know, hopefully getting the story out there and having people appreciate it, and just, you know, keep hitting the goals. If I can just at least get the Kickstarter to be funded, that'll help out a bit.
That's amazing, dude. That's amazing. No, I'm glad you're doing this. You're going strong. You know, you're not cutting corners. I mean, you know, you have a great artist, and you're saying, I'm gonna stay with this artist. And yeah, Retribute, I can't wait till the second issue, man. I really cannot wait.
Thank you. Are you ready for the grind that it takes to promote that Kickstarter?
Man, it's like I'm always behind. I'm always late to the show on that aspect. It's where I fail, and I'm worried, because, like, right now, I'm not even ready for a pre-launch yet. And you know how important that is. I've got to get this done. We got to cut a video. I've got a person who helps me out, and she's awesome. And we got to get that video cut up so that way we can get it entered in there. And then you hit that writer's block, right? So when you're doing your Kickstarter and you just want to do the synopsis real quick, you don't want to give, you know, way too much. So I've got that, you know, somewhat written. But, I, you know, the goal has to be, we've got to get this done by the end of the week, so that way I can get it turned in and at least have it be out there for about a week before it launches, so that way people can, you know, start to follow and like, hopefully have it, you know, go real well. I'm learning. The whole marketing thing, and I haven't done it in forever. So it's something that I'm having to really, you know, I have to learn the grind, Sam. I don't know. It's like, I have to really understand what that means. I don't think I'm there yet.
Oh, man. Listen, man, we wish you a lot of success with this book. I'm sure it's going to do well, brother. The story is phenomenal. For anyone watching, make sure you pledge to the campaign when it goes live on April 26th. Around what, do you know what time of the day you're going to be launching it?
7 p.m. at night. So 7 p.m. Central Time. 7 p.m. Central Time.
So 8 p.m. my time. So it's perfect time. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yep. All right. Cool, man. Hey, listen, I'm looking forward to this. And so you're doing a few conventions throughout the year. And obviously the signing on the 23rd, guys, make sure if you're in Texas, in the Austin area, make sure you hit up Dragon's Lair and say hello to our Robert Garcia. Raul, hate the way they pronounce it, huh?
Man, I used to butcher that one. I was like, yeah, they still do. Raul, rule. No, it's Raul, you gotta roll the R. Raul Roberto. Raul Jesus mío.
Raul Roberto Garcia. Yo, my last name is Vera, Vera with an R, and they would call me Vega.
Or they would
say either Vega or they would say Vera. And I'm like,
it's rough, man. It's rough. But you know what? Hey, I could have been my older brother. His name is Horacio Arnondo. So that translates to Horace Arnold. That's the worst name ever. Thank God I was not a junior. My poor brother, man. Worst name ever.
That's amazing. So there's two people running around with that name.
Such a bad
name. Arnold. Damn, yeah, I didn't even know. How do you say Arnold in Spanish? What's Arnold Armando. In Spanish?
Armando.
Armando. I didn't even know that. That's incredible. Man. Right. Well, listen. You have a place here, whatever you want. Can't wait to see your campaign go live. And you know, we wish you much, much success. You know, I'm going to be pushing for you, man. I know you're going to make this happen.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much. Like I said, the people out there, subscribe. And seriously, this is educational. Watch what these guys do, man. They will get you. They will get you there. They will get you there. I promise.
Thank you, man. And listen, you know, touch base with us anytime. If you have any questions or anything like that, man, just hit me up. You know how it is.
Cool. All right. Hey, thank you guys. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Adios.
So that was Robert Garcia and its Retribution. Again, the production value is top notch. It's an independent that gets it. So check it out. It's cheesycomicsshop.com. And the link is also in the summary. So go and hit up that website. Check it out. Support this fantastic creator when he launches his campaign. And if you're in the Houston area, go over and check him out at the Comic Palooza at the convention. So it's pretty good.
Awesome, brother. Awesome. Yes.
I don't know what happened to our 8 o'clock crew, but 8 o'clock crew didn't show up tonight.
They were quiet. They were quietly watching.
There's something going on TV. Was there right now there's this orange glow coming through my window because the sun's setting. It's gorgeous, bro.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, there's playoffs started in the NBA, but I don't know how many people are following the Nets and the Cavaliers. I don't know. But that was why. Listen, the last couple of hours have been very, very inspirational. I think that if you guys were watching at 7 o'clock, we had Gabriel Valentine and Mark Bernal from Lesser Known Comics and Digital Lizards of Doom was the name of the book. That's on Kickstarter right now, and he did a phenomenal job breaking that down. There's so much more to break down, so we're going to have him back on the show. And we just spoke to our friend, R. Robert Garcia, who's doing his thing with his book, Retribution. Number one. Number two comes out April 26th. I love doing shows like this with the guys who we have on are, open and they like to chat about their project. And they're passionate about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. We had a great lineup tonight. Again, thank you to the independent creators that showed up. And that's what we do it for. We do it because we want to spotlight you. So if you haven't done so already, guys, subscribe to the channel, hit that like button, tell a friend. If you're listening to us on the audio streaming platforms, give us a rating. Let us know what you think about the show. We appreciate everything. But if you want, and also if you want to be a guest on Catch the Craze, all you have to do is hit the link in the summary and follow the instructions and it'll take you to, and it's easy as that. We don't make it complicated. It's easy. Just remember to answer all the questions and fill out the information. because I can't find you, I can't tag you.
Yeah. And big shout out to Daphne Lage, who has sponsored our show for the last month. She's actually killing her campaign right now. She's at 159 backers. She's got 19 hours to go, and she's about, $81 away from 6,000, which was her ultimate stretch goal. At that point, you will be receiving an additional a few pages in the back of the book that will only be printed in this version of the comic. So make sure you go this there. Yeah, she's about to make it. So good for her. Daphne has done all the right things. She's got an incredible variant cover by Jaden Lanning, who is the daughter of Nita Lanning and C. Michael Lanning, who have an incredible show over at the Raging 2 Network. They do incredible work there. Actually, at 9 o'clock, their show's coming up. And so, yeah, so she's doing gangbusters, man, 159 backers. So if you guys, you know, haven't done so yet, make sure you go to her campaign and pledge.
And if you guys haven't sponsored Cast the Craze,
that's right.
Daphne Lage understands, she's an entrepreneur. She understands how to build her business, and she sponsored us on the last couple of campaigns. And each campaign, I'm not saying that we're responsible, but we are one of the cogs in the wheel that help contribute to her success. And so if you want to grow your campaign, sponsor an episode of two or two, or like Daphne, sponsor a month of Catch the Craze. And we will play your trailer and we will tag you on all our posts whenever we have a guest on. We'll have your links in the summary. Same thing. So you're getting additional exposure. It's in your best interest to do so if you haven't done so already. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no. She's done well, and you know, we thank her. And like Sam said, if you guys want to sponsor a show, even if you don't have a Kickstarter campaign, if you have just whatever it is that you're doing and you need some eyes on it, you know, we are more than happy to throw your bump up there right before the show, during the show, you know, sponsor a segment. You know, we got Get Your Meds. You know, we have the Craze in 10 or Less. Mm-hmm. What's in the Box? You know, we do a show on Thursday mornings. Don't forget this Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. in Texas, or in the Central Standard Time. You guys can catch us every Thursday morning live. We talk about different things. So what's the topic? This you said that you didn't have a chance to do the Craze in 10 or Less, right? So we're gonna be
we'll have it tomorrow.
We're gonna be having some stuff.
Yeah, we'll have it tomorrow. Yeah. We'll announce the topic for Thursday mornings, Morning Brew, which is growing in popularity. I'm really digging the Morning Brew. You know, it's earlier for me out here in Tejas, but you know, what are you gonna do?
Early morning start for Sam. It's an early
morning. Because normally I'll get up, feed the dogs, work out. Now with the Morning Brew, I got to get up and make my coffee and feed the dogs afterwards. Sometimes I'll get up at 6 so I can feed the dogs to be ready for the Morning Brew. So.
But you're an early bird, though, no?
Yeah, but I usually take workout first before I come to the office, and then I'm in the, you know, the Morning Brew. I got to be in the studio.
You're in the office already.
So with that said, don't forget, sign up to the Adventures of Wonder Dog. Summary if you haven't done so already. Right. And, you know, George has been giving everything away, including his house. So, sign up. And if you haven't done so already, please sign up to the event. Duties there's nailing in my toilet. issue number 2, which launches May 31st right here on Cast the Craze. And if you're going to be in Vegas, May 24th through 26th, hit me up at the Licensing Expo, booth D104. It's a corner booth. I'm in the artist section right next to the big theater. And it's at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. So it's going to be hot. I'll be there with Johnny Syfax, my road dog. So it's going to be dope. Again, another great episode.
Yeah, make sure you tune in tomorrow. We have another live one for you.
Yeah, we got a live tomorrow. One tomorrow night with Jake Adams, I believe, of Tales End Studios, Tales End Comics.
That's right.
And that's
an early one, right? It's a 7 p.m. start.
7 p.m.
So, yeah, we're going to be live tomorrow a little early for you.
Yes, join us. Hey, we didn't have, you know, the one time we're going to have two raffles, nobody showed up. Que paso? What's up with that?
Paso,
you know, nobody likes free stuff anymore. I don't know.
Paso, bro.
I don't know. You know what? If next it's time. Free from Popeyes, I'm all in.
Wow.
I'm all in if it's free from Popeyes. Love that spicy chicken. Love that chicken from Popeyes.
All right.
With that said, I'm Sam the Crazy Man, bro.
George the Dream of Medina.
And we are. It's just easy kids. That's not.
Crazy. Acquiesce.
No, I was talking about my friend Acquiesce. I met him.
Say my name. Say my name. Right?
This is what you were thinking?
He described me. He said, "I'm the idiot."
What? Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You are listening to Catch the Craze.
You're listening to Catch the Craze.